Police in Kampala say the blast tore through crowds watching the final World Cup soccer match in two of the busiest parts of the city. The first explosion ripped through an Ethiopian restaurant in Kabalagala, a Kampala suburb popular with expatriates and foreign visitors. The second blast occurred at the Kyadondo Rugby Club in the center of town, where a huge crowd had gathered to watch the game between Spain and the Netherlands on giant TV screens. Nearly 50 people are believed to have been killed at the rugby club. At least 15 died in the restaurant explosion. A U.S. Embassy spokesman in Kampala, Joanne Lockhart, says one American is among the dead and several others may have been wounded.
We've had one American citizen fatality. I'm hoping to be able to have some additional information about American citizen injuries.
The Ugandan government says it is looking into the possibility that two suicide bombers wearing vests may have carried out the attacks. Security officials had earlier speculated that the bombs had been planted at the two sites and set off remotely. The Ugandan army declined to comment, but the Inspector General of the Ugandan police, Kale Kaihura, linked the bombings to recent threats by Somalia's Al-Shabaab militants against countries contributing troops to the African Union peacekeeping mission in Somalia. More than 6,000 troops from Uganda and Burundi are in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, protecting key installations and the UN-backed transitional federal government from attacks by Al-Shabaab and other Islamist insurgents. The leaders of East Africa's regional bloc, IGAD, have also pledged to send 2,000 additional troops to bolster the peacekeeping force. Last week, Al-Shabaab's top leader, Ahmed Abdi Gadani, accused African Union troops of continuing to kill civilians in the Somali capital. He said his group would seek revenge. Al-Shabaab, considered a terrorist group by the United States and other Western countries, has already carried out several suicide attacks against peacekeepers in Somalia. Kampala resident Naboth Muhereza tells VOA that Ugandans are in deep shock and concerned about their safety.
Everyone is worried, wondering why and who did this. There are speculations that it is Al-Shabaab that attacked Uganda because Uganda has got some soldiers in Somalia which are providing peace, so they are revenging by killing Ugandans.
The president of Somalia's transitional federal government, Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, sent condolences to the victims' families in Uganda and said the region and the international community will not tolerate the spread of insecurity by terrorists. Alicia Ruvioi News, Nairobi.